We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And we got our big tax refund Craigslist challenge. And it's gotten pretty wild. So far, out of the three categories we've got done, I've won one, Breezy's won one, and Smitty's won one. So we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio. Guys, say hey.
Hey.
What up?
And, of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Elizabethan, Tennessee?
And then we got Kobe Miller in the studio.
What's going on, everyone?
Better known as Dan the Van Man.
That's right.
So, real recap, Smitty's got a 2000 Ford Ranger that he bought for his $2,700 budget. Breezy's got a 1982 Mercedes 300D as in D sale. Richard's got a 92 Acura Integra with a 1.8 liter.
B-swap.
Sorry, I'm not down with your kid's lingo.
He's got a whole bunch of JDM parts that come with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stickers and things of that nature.
Horsepower, yo.
97 Dodge D250. You'll never guess who picked that one out.
Kobe conversion Miller. Van, conversion.
Conversion van. That's it. And then we've got mine. I couldn't pick a C4 Corvette because, you know what, I wanted to give everybody a fighting chance. So I've got a 2000 Lincoln Town Car Executive Series. And like I said, I won the best family car. Breezy won the best date car with her classic Mercedes. And Smitty had the best handy car or truck in that case. But that's the right. Next, how about daily driving? Driving them every day and day in and day out. I mean, I've got good fuel mileage, comfort, good tunes. I can drive over a curb and it's like, bubble.
I've got good fuel mileage.
I've got a 4,000-pound magic carpet ride.
I have got a very sturdy, reliable, hardworking ride.
I have exactly.
So you had to crank it on a cold day.
Yeah.
That's why you keep it in a garage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the only way it'll start.
I've got a Honda.
No, you've got a hot-rodded Integra.
I do, and it's reliable, it's quick, it gets good gas mileage, it's good looking.
How's it ride?
Like a lowered Integra.
So bumpy and bad.
It handles good.
Like a little red wagon. And then we got Kobe with his Dodge van.
A huge conversion van with captain chairs, armrest.
Yeah, but you're not driving in the back.
There's captain chairs in the front.
And you can't watch the TV. You can't do that.
You can't sleep while you're driving.
Yeah.
You can't pass a gas station.
Oh, it gets good gas mileage.
11 miles to the gallon?
Yeah. It's got a big fuel tank. You can go a lot of places in that thing. Go to Disney. You can go wherever. That thing is the ultimate daily driver.
It'd take you 4 days to get there on your daily driving.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
You're
it's got a
318 gas.
Magnum in it. He's going to outrun that Mercedes all day.
Well, I mean, he didn't tell a lie there. I'm just throwing that out there.
My DC's could outrun that Mercedes.
No. Hang on now. It might could, as far as speed-wise, outrun the Mercedes, but it's going to run out of gas before the Mercedes runs out of gas, so I'd still beat you.
I probably got a 40-gallon fuel tank, and you got a 12-gallon fuel tank.
You also have jail charges, so, who's the winner here?
Man, y'all getting violent.
Because y'all are dissing on the van.
All right, so best daily driver, something you're driving back and forth from A to B.
I got a 5-speed also.
Well, because that's fun in traffic.
I've got an extended cab that you're obviously not allowed to put kids in the back of, so I got plenty of leg room.
Don't worry, Kobe's got
you ain't got. You don't have as much leg room as that town car does, though. I could park your Ranger in the back seat.
True.
I could still, you can fit comfortably in mine, very comfortably.
And I win the best daily. The puppet master has spoken.
I got to
you
give
can't
it
stand
you.
Up, but there again, standing up and driving's kind of tricky.
I want a recount.
I do want a recount, Richard.
On a second opinion.
I got
so if you
Patrick just gave us a recount.
If you're keeping score, that means I've won twice so far. Just saying.
Rob's the winner, winner chicken dinner right now.
I'm telling you. All right. Now here's one I'm going to have a little competition on. The best road trip car.
Got it.
So out of a 2000 Ford Ranger, an 82 Mercedes 300 diesel, a 92 Acura Integra with a 1.8B swap, a 97 Dodge D250 conversion van, or 2000 Lincoln Town Car, the best road trip car. Patrick, where are we going on this road trip?
Like location?
Yeah.
Well, no one can hear me, so.
Somewhere good. Give me
Disney.
A little distance.
Disneyland.
We're going to Orlando, Florida.
I was going to say that in Niagara Falls.
We'll go to Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Okay? So we're driving from Greenville, South Carolina to Orlando, Florida in one of these cars right here. First of all, if it's a week's vacation, you need to leave a week early if Breezy's going to make it in Mercedes.
Yeah, but you don't have to stop for gas that much.
No.
And you can fit everything in there, and you still have room to bring everything back, plus some.
Yeah, but this is the catch. You're going to turn a one-week vacation into a three-week one with your car.
Yeah, but everybody needs extra time to relax.
You'll have plenty of time for relaxation, that's for sure. All right, so the Danger Ranger.
Man, I drove the Danger Ranger to Pigeon Forge. I don't want to drive it to Orlando. I'm out of this.
He said, I'll pull myself out. All right, so we've got Richard in his Acura, 92 Acura Integra. I don't think a 92 Acura Integra has been driven to Disneyland since 92.
It's a Honda. But here's the thing. Here's what I got. I've got the best combination of performance, reliability, and gas mileage.
Combination.
Yeah.
Explain.
In a car that rides like a push lawnmower.
It's got coilovers.
eBay ones.
Here's the thing. It's arguably the fastest. I'm pretty sure it is, but Smitty and you, Rob, you're in the running. But neither
is it pretty bad when a town car is going to give you a run for the money.
It doesn't know about no B swap, but so I got arguably the fastest car, without question, except maybe for Bree, the most reliable, plus the best combination of gas mileage mixed in with that. And Honda reliability.
And it rides like a roller skate.
The roads are pretty good from here to Florida.
Have you rode down 95 lately?
Have you rode down 85 here lately?
I rode down in my Cadillac too long ago.
Your Integra will fall in a pothole. This is where I don't even like saying it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to.
I don't either.
Because it ain't right.
I'm going to say one word. Conversion van, and I'm dropping the mic.
That was two words.
Technically, yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
No, let me give you this credit, Kobe. Serial killers take vans like this because of the fact that they do run and go a long distance from where they capture their prey at. So I will give you this one.
Wait a minute, what kind of trip are we going on?
I thought we was going to the House of Mouse. You know? All right, so everybody's in agreement that Kobe wins.
If we're going to be killing people and stuff, I guess.
Well, I'll be honest with you, your motor swapped eBay coilovers, it's probably not the safest thing. The van may even be a touch safer. So
yeah, I mean, I've took road trips in a conversion van back in the 90s when they were still new and not serial killerish.
They didn't have that stigma.
Yeah, and I mean, that back seat that Kobe keeps bringing up that folds down and lays over and all that stuff is kind of comfortable when you're headed to wherever you're going.
All right, so Kobe, you won one.
Even if it does have a TV with a RCA VCR
whatever. His TV's
three channels. Antenna.
Betamax. All right, guys. I'll tell you what. Hang on. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
And we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Toccoa, Georgia?
And then we got Kobe Miller, or better known as Dan the Van Man.
What's going on, everyone?
So we did our Craigslist challenge. You know, it's tax refund time. And the average tax refund in the U.S. is $2,700. So a quick recap. We did a Craigslist challenge with a $2,700 limit to buy the best car to meet a year's worth of different just driving adventures. And, you know, just a recap, Smitty found a 2000 Ford Ranger. Breezy found an 82 Mercedes 300 diesel.
Why you gotta laugh every time? Really?
Because I know how those turds run. That's the thing. But a 92 Acura Integra 1.8 B-Swap is what the professor came up with. And then Kobe came up with a 97 Dodge D250 conversion van. And I went with a 2000 Lincoln Town Car. Now, so far, me and Breezy are actually, we're not tied.
We're not tied? I thought we were tied.
I've got two. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking at the listing. Mm-hmm. Patrick, our producer, actually gave us some challenges with these. Best family car, I won that with the Lincoln. Best hot date car, Breezy's Mercedes took that. The best handy car, Smitty won with a Ranger pickup truck. Best daily, my town car took it home again. But now, and then, Kobe actually won one. I wanted to skip that. The best road trip car.
It's the van.
Dodge van. It's the way you say it creeps me out, dude.
The van.
Killing it since 1993.
Because y'all are van haters.
I'm something.
Wait, what year is this?
97.
Oh, my bad.
So, here's one. Best fuel mileage. Now, this one is not going to be my Lincoln strong suit. I got 19 miles to the gallon.
This is Breezy's strong suit, but y'all go ahead and tell me what y'all got.
I think I just seen 20, 27.
I use the GSR because that's the engine that my car has. 21 city, 25 highway.
Kobe's got like what?
Kobe's cool.
11, but I got a big tank.
11 miles to the
gallon. This just keeps getting creepier. Okay, mine, I didn't even look at highway because I beat all y'all anyway. It's 25.
In the diesel Mercedes.
Yep.
That's the only thing it'll beat, but.
Hey.
You better be glad you put fuel mileage, not gas mileage.
Yeah, really, gas mileage.
Yeah, actually. Gas mileage, I won. I mean.
Smitty, so, you got to go home with me.
Gladly.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Don't make life hard on yourself. I'm just throwing that out there. It's just radio. So, we've got, so far now, me and Breezy are tied up for the win.
Whoop.
But here's one that's going to separate the men from the boys. Best quarter mile. And you know, you can actually look these specs up online for all these vehicles, which scares me.
Yeah, I don't have this one. I'm going to go ahead and bow out now.
I would say I'm bowing out too, but I think Richard has this one.
I also think Richard has this one. So my car is not stock.
All right. Let's get one thing straight. You've got a car with a homemade PVC-made cold air pipe.
It might have come off eBay.
With its coilovers.
Uh-huh.
And a header. And you think you have a race car.
Intake, header, exhaust. IHE, yo. And a shifter. Yo.
I'm turning around on that one. I'm going over here. What's the quarter mile time on a little Ranger?
Well, see, the funny thing about it is you had just said that you can Google all the specs on and get quarter mile times on these vehicles. I can't find mine. So they're probably still clocking mine. I'm going to say eventually. But, I mean, I still got one, so I'm good.
Okay, so you bowing out.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it. I found 2011, and it beat Richard and you and Breezy.
Yeah, I still,
and Kobe.
That's well,
I was like a super Ranger.
In your,
Even your Power Ranger.
I wasn't aware Carroll Shelby didn't build Rangers.
Hey,
but
he done Dakotas.
But this is the thing. Breezy beating her, I could get her on foot right now.
Yeah.
In the Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, I bow out. I know when to.
We literally can.
When to bow my head on that one.
We can measure her quarter mile time with an hourglass. Matter of fact, they started the quarter timing her in 1982, and they're still running it right now.
Hey, I'm resilient and reliable.
Any day now. It's pretty bad in a quarter mile. You got to stop and get fuel. But anyway. So, the tires will be dry rotted on that thing before you get to the other end. All right. So Smitty and Breezy are out.
Kobe took himself out.
So
it's between you and Richard.
And then there were two.
All right. My town car ran a 15.5.
My Integra stock ran a 15.7.
Stock. Yeah, so now.
That was before the intake, header, and exhaust.
So you don't think there's any wear on any of these engine parts? I've got 110,000 miles on an old town car. I'm just getting broke in.
This is a Honda.
They don't wear?
No, they don't.
Hey, both of y'all got a point. I'm going to just throw that out there.
They get better with time.
They rust. That's all they do.
I'm turning around again. V8.
VTEC.
No, yours was not VTEC.
Yeah, mine's not VTEC.
Yeah,
it's pulling. It doesn't. The cams don't need to open up. This is doing it.
It's just doing it.
Yo.
Yo.
Golly.
Patty, in a drag race, would you take the town car or would you take the kid that you would never let your daughter go out with in the Integra?
You take the modified Integra?
We're going to use the term modified extremely loosely. When you buy speed parts at Home Depot,
it's just a piece of pipe with a filter on it.
Exactly.
They're not hard to make.
No. Well, obviously, because they did it. But so is a pipe bomb. But you know, we'll see us talking about that.
I got one.
Richard 1-1. How about that, little Richie?
How about my 4-cylinder Honda is the fastest car here?
You go, boy.
Hey, I just bowed out because I couldn't find it.
All right. So that's sad, actually.
It's a very sad victory. I mean, I won one. I'm pretty happy about it.
It is. I'm glad you finally won something.
Thank you.
Be a first for an Integra. All
right. Well, Bree had to get a diesel.
All right, guys. I'll tell you what. Stay tuned. We got a lot more. We got to get in a fist fight, and we'll be right back. Right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I just wasn't ready yet, Patrick. So, we're talking about tax time balling. The average refund in the United States is $2,700. So, we did a Craigslist challenge. For $2,700, you had to buy a running, driving car. And Patrick gave us a list of all kinds of different demands and duties that you do with your vehicles every day. We all do. So, to a quick recap, Smitty picked a 2000 Ford Ranger with a V6. Breezy picked a 1982 Mercedes 300 with a diesel, and I can't say that without laughing. The professor, you sick man, picked a 92 Acura Integra with a 1.8 B swap.
That's right.
JDM, yo.
You know it.
Kobe picked a 97 Dodge D250 conversion van.
You finally got it right.
So, one of the first challenges was the best family car. Of course, old town car took it home. I picked a Lincoln Town Car. Took it home. The best hot date car. Breezy wins with a classic Mercedes. The best handy car. Well, we're talking about a car that you drive to a home improvement store, drive to the hardware store. Of course, Smitty in a pickup truck was kind of a shoe-in, although I thought we was going to have a fist fight between the van and the truck.
I still ain't scared.
I'm telling you what, then when you see chairs start sliding back and stuff, tell you what, it was a little touchy. And then we had the best daily driver. My town car took it home. We had to let Patty pick that one out. All right. The best road trip car, Kobe in the conversion van, hands down. Best fuel mileage, Breezy in her 300D Mercedes that runs on kerosene. And then we had the fastest, which I still think this is rigged.
Nope.
Is Richard in his Acura Integra.
What's going to beat that?
Here. A Lincoln Town Car?
A Lincoln Town Car would not beat that car.
I don't know.
Not to mention, my car does 140, and you're not doing 140 in a Lincoln
Town Car. No, 121 is where we top out in a Town Car.
See, I got it.
I got it.
This is clearly me and my Integra.
Okie dokie. So, let's talk safety. How about a crash test rating?
I fell short on that one, too. I thought the Ranger was better than this. I guess that's the reason why we cut them up.
2000 Ford Ranger has a 3-star front crash test rating.
You're gonna die.
You're not gonna die.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
You may lose a leg.
I tell you what. I'm pretty sure we should have done a rear end crash test, because my Ranger took a Focus at about 40.
65 miles an hour.
And we walked away from it.
She did pretty good.
Did pretty good. I was actually proud of her.
All right. Breezy's 82 Mercedes. The crash test dummies weren't born yet.
Non-existent.
So we can't really check her car. Richard's 92 Acura Integra with a 1.8B swap.
4 stars.
A 4-star crash test rating.
How in the hell did that Pepsi can get? I don't know. This is a tank, man.
I am shocked on that one.
Yeah, that trips me out.
Kobe's 97 Dodge D250 van has a 3.5-star crash test rating.
I still don't believe that one.
You got to think about the Integra. Well, look at the... But you got to think about the short, stubby front end on that thing. I mean, there's less to crumple.
And the engine is beside you.
Yeah, that's kind of bad, too. You don't want a 318 in your lap.
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
That could
but
be
it. It does have a four-star on the right-hand side, though.
Yeah, but it's got a 3 on the left. That's the thing, and that's where the driver's at.
Apparently the motor moves leftward.
It is a Dodge.
Does anybody care to know what the 2000 Lincoln Town Car does in a front crash test rating?
Nope. 1 star.
Anybody? Anybody?
I'm sure it's high.
5 stars. They ran it into a brick wall at 40 miles an hour and then drove the damn thing to lunch. Okay? Literally, they cut the damn airbags out of it, pulled the dummies out, and went to lunch. That's what they did.
I hate that car.
I'm quickly thinking that the Lincoln Town Car is now the new most perfect car in the world next to the C4 Corvette.
It's looking that way.
A 5-star crash test rating. That's the reason Grandma lives to be 100. You know why? Because she's indestructible.
Gotta give it to him.
I'm just saying. All right.
I'm gonna have to give you some claps on that one.
That was a good pick. Because I just got a feeling my C4 Corvette would not have had a 5-star crash test rating.
No. That's a pretty safe bet.
Are you saying aluminum and fiberglass isn't strong?
I'm going to have to snake in here for a second.
Snakey snake.
You might have a 5-star. But let's be for real here. Breezy kind of got shafted on this one because, 82 and blah, blah, blah. She's only got 12 horsepower. She can't even wreck into him, Kobe in the left side and hurt him or her. She's got to get some kind of points here.
Thank you for sticking up for me, baby.
I'll give you a complimentary 2.5 stars. How about that?
2.5.
A complimentary.
Yeah. Two.
Yeah, 2.5.
It's gotta be nobody asked you.
I'm telling you, I really, really do not feel comfortable sitting in between you guys. Like, I want to be all the way to one side.
Are you scared?
Maybe.
Go get in your Lincoln and drive away. You'll be okay.
If I was in my Lincoln, I wouldn't be scared.
No.
That thing's a bomb shelter on Michelin's. That's what it is.
It's got 5 stars.
With chrome rims. So, they won't buy me a town car. It's a good vehicle.
Put you run flats on there, and you would be indestructible.
I'm telling you. Pretty sure you strap a gun to the top of that thing and you use them for tanks. All right. Now I've got one for you. Now that we've crash tested our cars, what will they bring in scrap? So now the heaviest is going to win.
Once again, I'm short again.
Well, with your little kid truck, that 3,060.
Watch your mouth now, Paul.
Maybe if you throw that thing back in the water, it'll grow up into a full size.
You better.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting between y'all. Come on.
You better take some Geritol before you come jumping this way, Paul.
Let me tell you something, Guppy.
Centrum Silver.
You whippersnapper.
3,063 pounds. It's the curb weight of the Ford Ranger. The 82 Mercedes 300 diesel weighs 3,582 pounds. I feel like I'm in a weigh-in at like a Bassmaster event.
It's like the biggest fish is.
Richard's Acura Integra weighs in at a soaking wet 2,500 pounds.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's why I feel like I should win this one with an asterisk. This is an Acura Integra with a B-swap. Those things get the front ends knocked off of them all the time, and people just fix them.
Just fix them.
Most people don't even fix them.
You don't scrap these cars.
If it tagged a wall at 40 mile an hour, it'd probably get scrapped.
It's got a B-swap.
Yeah, but it would be in the hatchback, so that's bad.
It would be swapped to a mid-engine.
Exactly. They'd be swapping you from hospital room to hospital room. That's what they're going to be swapping next. They'll be swapping your organs. So, Kobe's...
ICU.
Exactly. Instead of VTEC, it's ICU, yo. Instead of JDM. I got one for you. 97 Dodge D250 conversion van. What's she weigh in at? 4,200 pounds.
She's a big girl.
Hey, big girls need loving too. And actually, Kobe wins this one.
All right.
Because the town car comes in at 4,047 pounds of American steel.
A svelte 4,047 pounds.
A meaty 4,047 pounds. I mean, I tell you, by my calculations, Kobe won the weight. I won the crash test. I see my name down here 3 times. I don't see anybody else's name 3 times. I see Breeze twice. I see Josh's once. I see Kobe's twice. I see Richard's once.
I got beat by a van because y'all wouldn't let me pick a van.
All right, I tell you what, I think we want to let Patty break this down for us in the next segment. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, we got our Hot Rod Happy Couple, as always, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey.
What up?
And then we've got Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What's going on in Corbin, Kentucky?
Corbin, Kentucky. It's a fun little town.
It is.
Man. I've been to the Huddle House there.
That's that most happening place there.
Just about. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy, our legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, we've been doing our Craigslist challenge, and our Craigslist challenge was special this week. We actually started at the beginning of the show, and we were talking about tax refunds. It's that time of year again. So we went tax time balling. The average refund in the country across the U.S. is about $2,700. So we had a $2,700 budget for our Craigslist challenge, and each of us picked a car. Smitty picked a 2000 Ford Ranger. Breezy picked a 1982 Mercedes 300 diesel. The professor picked a 1992 Acura Integra 1.8 B-swap. Cubby picked a 97 Dodge D250 conversion van, and I picked a 2000 Lincoln Town Car. So far, you know, all the challenges that Patrick, our producer, has put up, pretty much the Town Car kicked butt and took names in. Breezy gave me a run for my money, but I'm ahead in numbers. But I think Patrick needs to break this down for us and tell us who the winner is.
First of all, this is weird as heck, just sitting behind, like, on y'all's side. I'm used to sitting behind the board, doing all the button pushing and stuff like that. It's weird sitting over here.
Patrick, welcome to the dark side.
Patrick, you need to get closer to the mic and talk directly into it, not to the side of it.
Don't chew, don't tap, don't do anything.
Don't tap.
Don't breathe.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I like this because y'all are giving me crap, but I can see my waveforms. I know exactly what I'm looking at right now, okay? So, this
is producer talk.
Yes, this is producer talk. Only producers understand what I'm saying. But this is a tough challenge. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I didn't give y'all a big budget, obviously, and y'all actually produced some pretty good cars. The thing is, the first three were really judgmental. My preference. It's the best family car. I chose yours because yours actually looked good to ride in. As in, the family would enjoy riding in it.
The Lincoln or the van?
Who won on that one?
Rob.
I'm trying still.
You're not winning this argument ever. Okay? You're not. Okay? The best date car, I had to go with Breezy. Now, I chose my own date, okay? What car would me and my fiance like to, you know, ride in? Obviously, her being a little more high class than I am, she would go with the Mercedes. Personally, with me, I would have probably gone with the truck. Just saying. Look, you'll get a brownie point right there, okay?
I love the slow clap.
for me, you'll get a brownie point because I would have loved to drive in the truck.
I appreciate that.
The best handy car was Smitty's, the truck, because it is a handy car. When you look at it, it is a handy truck. And don't shake your head like, oh, no, it's not. Oh, woe is me. Oh, there, man, boy.
Man, it's boy.
Because here's the thing. I have worked, before I did radio, before I worked in this field, I was a site work and demolition guy. So I've ridden in trucks and vans. And which one is better for a handy job?
Vans have the better candy, I heard.
Well, they also play some music to you.
That, and I will say that the van is better for organization. However, for everyday tasks and stuff like that, I will say the truck beats it 9 times out of 10. What is this? The best?
Best daily.
I can't read my handwriting, so I'm sorry. The best daily was easily Rob's as well. Again, the Mercedes could have been in there. And I'll even give a brownie point to Richard on this one. Richard could have been a best daily car as well. But Rob's car was nice, clean, sophisticated, and I think a best overall traveling car. Yours was the best traveling car, Kobe, so I'll give you that. When it comes to long distance, absolutely, you have comfort because you have a mini RV right there. There is no doubt in my mind that you have everything you need, okay, except a toilet. If you had a toilet, this would have won hands down. We wouldn't even need to do a segment on that. But you did, so we had to do a segment. Best fuel mileage, I mean, that's...
That's breezy in the diesel.
Getting to the technicalities, the fastest. I voted for Richard because he needed one.
Thanks, man. Good looking out, buddy.
Richard got a sympathy point.
Well, I felt bad. We went through, like, all of them, and you got two, and I was like, you know, Richard needs one.
My car is the fastest.
And I'll give it to you, but at the same time, I guarantee you, if we ran that race 100 times, it would probably go 50-50.
You've never seen me drive a stick?
I've never seen you drive, period. I've seen you drive out of the parking lot, and you've hit 90% of the curbs here.
I've only hit one curb here.
But it was a monumental curb.
Don't get me wrong. We've all hit that curb.
That curb shouldn't be there.
I agree wholeheartedly. Every Intercom employee who's listening to the show goes, oh, he hit
it's
that
the
one.
Curb's fault.
I almost hit the curb myself.
Look, I'm kind of scared. I'm parked over there tonight. I might hit the curb.
The curb's about 3 feet too long.
And it's about 3 feet too thick, too. It just doesn't need to be there at all. So now we've gotten over everything. The brownie points have gone unfortunately to Rob, who's now found his new, you know, hype-up car besides his, you know, godforsaken Corvette. By the way, I'm almost scared to text you sometimes because I feel like the conversation is going to go to the Corvettes.
It happens like that quite often.
I'm genuinely concerned half the time because we're all in a group message, and if there's ever like car buying talk, Rob, I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, I know you're going to talk about a Corvette.
It's a good vehicle.
It happened today.
It actually did happen.
Yeah,
today.
And I muted it as soon as I saw your message. I muted it. I was like, no.
I had
not
a 16-year-old kid send me a message on Instagram. He said, "Hey Rob, I got about $4,500. What's the best first car I could have?" C4 Corvette.
Poor kid.
"Hey, Rob, I'm 85 years old. I'm looking for a car to cruise around in." C4 Corvette. It's the answer to everything.
If people ask him for that again, say, "What are options 2 and 3? That way you get some variety in your life, okay?
Now it's going to be a Lincoln Town Car.
Exactly.
I know. Okay, C-10 now you got to come up with a third option.
The conversion van.
I'm about to say, if you want to go anywhere, Kobe can help you over there.
Oh.
So now it comes down to which car I would think would be the best, correct?
Correct.
This is the winner. And this is a lot riding on this. Because apparently there's a social media bet going on as well. Which, by the way, you'll see after the show, which will start on Monday after the show. So for me, I'm going to go ahead and... Kobe, you're out. I'm sorry.
Prejudice against the van.
Kobe's out already. Richard, I'm sorry, but you're out as well.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What'd the Integra do to you?
Here's the thing. It comes down to my three favorite cars. The Lincoln Town Car was nice. It was classy. The Mercedes was old school classy, and I liked it. And the Ranger, because I have a soft spot in my heart for trucks. So for me, what I'm going to say is taking out the bet and everything, the car I would drive is the Mercedes. I would drive the
Breezy
Mercedes.
For the win.
Breezy wins.
So there it is. Breezy wins. Sorry. If I had to place a second one, it would have been Smitty. There you go. Top two is the Mercedes in the truck. There you go.
It's going to be a long week.
Hot Rod Power Couple to the rescue.
It seems like they're pulling together over there, though. Look at them. All smiling like a possum eating pumpkin seeds. But see, the thing is, me and Seth got a lot of good pictures together, so we can be posting all kinds
we
of stuff.
We do. I've been thinking all this whole
I will post sweet things. Sweet, sweet things.
Okay.
All right, guys, you'll definitely have to keep your eye out for that. And as I'm already getting the signal from Patrick, the producer, on the other side of his board, guys, we done burnt through 2 hours. I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.